Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for a new day in the day of Christ, in the day of the goodness that is available in the kingdom, in the love, in the great and precious promises. And thank you, Lord, as today's a new day to experience more of your loving kindness found in your promises. But we appreciate it. Thank you so much for doing everything so we can experience the fullness of your love, your perfect love that casts out all fear. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 12, verse 1 to 5. You forced me to talk this way, and I do it against my better judgment. But now that we're at it, I may as well bring up the matter of visions and revelations that God gave me. For instance, I know a man who 14 years ago was seized by Christ and swept in ecstasy to the heights of heaven. I really don't know if this took place in the body or out of it. Only God knows. I also know that this man was hijacked into paradise. Again, whether in or out the body, I don't know. God knows. There, he heard the unspeakable spoken, but was forbidden to tell what he heard. This is the man I want to talk about. But about myself, I'm not saying another word apart from the humiliation.
Hallelujah. The beauty what we can just see here is, you know, he's boasting like the carnal would, like the false prophets would. And, you know, just pointing out there that God is good, you know, that whatever they say, God is better. And that which a true servant of the living God, a true saint that's turned from darkness to follow the Lord, it supersedes. God's things supersede. And so it's not boasting in talking about revelation and the goodness of God that is available. He's just revealing it, and he's encouraging us to know that is the reality. We come from God. We're his children. We need to go back to God. And when you go back to God, as each and every one of you knows, when you've had a tough time or you're needing answers and you draw close to the Lord, light comes, goodness comes, eh? And you need to just work it out, just stay with it, go with it, go with the flow. And like the wise virgins, you will experience the Lord manifesting, coming, revealing himself. So this is available to the children, guys. This is our answers. He's always running to God, not from God. And I love it when you experience this, when you realize that your God is not far away, hiding away just to come one day. He's here right now. And you experience that wonderful motivation, that light that comes out of darkness and shines into your heart. Hey, it blesses you. And then like Paul, you can go out. Paul goes out to, you could say, one of the most deceived people, the people in Athens with all their false gods. And he tells them, hey, this God that we serve, and you guys talk about it, you say we are his offspring. And this is a God I'm telling you about. This is a God that knocked me out of all my nonsense, all my deception, and he knocked me off the horse. And he's there. He's a living reality that is there to draw close when we draw close to him. So, guys, that is a big reality. You can't enlighten others if you're not enlightened yourself. You can't speak of things you haven't seen and heard. So, like John, the beloved disciple, realize, know, take hold that our fellowship is with the Father and Son. Why? So that we can have the light, that we can see and hear, so that we can experience the joy of the realities of the kingdom and our kingdom blessing in the kingdom, a unique path for each and every one of us, and we can encourage others as well. Come home, get onto the highway of holiness, get into fellowship with the Father and Son, so your joy can be complete. Your joy is the purposes and plans God has got for your life. So don't stay a minute longer in the darkness, a second longer in the darkness. Always turn to the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, you are good. Hallelujah, Lord, you are for me. enlighten my heart so my mind can be enlightened, that my attitudes can be enlightened, and this is what I can bring to the world. Answers for problems, light for darkness, blessings for curses. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.